You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kassam, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kassam, and joining me to talk all things NRL, AFL, basketball, rugby, and whatever else are my dear acquaintances and, well, I said life partners last week, and that's not entirely true, is it? Radio partners, Mick Rad and Gabby Morris.
Hi.
Good evening.
We're apart again, Gabby. Hi. I'm very sad.
No, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's not your
My
fault.
My bad.
It is the way of things. The way of things. It's a song too.
Yeah, we're good at
it's
it now.
It's the way it is.
And I think everyone's happy about it.
Really?
Yeah, you know, the flexibility.
The flexibility, yes, absolutely. Everyone's flexible in this room. All cards on the table. Listeners of the show who've been listening to it for us.
Start this fucking show. Oh my god. You're really quiet now. Joel's really loud. I don't know.
People have really?
Am I really loud?
No.
What have I done?
Because I want to be the loudest.
The problem is I can't see what I'm doing because there's a microphone in the way. So, all cards on the table. And for people who have been listening to us for a long time, not necessarily a short time. We are back in what we called what is called here at 2SER the podcasting studio, but for us we call it the stand-up studio, I think, because
this is just the first time.
This is the first place we actually came in and stood up, because you can do that in this room. It's like a what shape is this? Five sides is
hexagon.
Wait,
no, is it six sides?
Is it? One.
Oh, no, it's
five
sides. It's a pentagon.
This is one of our most shocking intros to our show. And we've done some bad ones, but this is bad.
Not yet. Wait, it's going to get worse. We're in that studio again. So, yeah, we've done a few episodes in this studio over our few years, and we're back in here. And we don't love it. And I'd go so far as to say we don't like it. It's not a nice studio. It's very hard to run. I don't have a desk in front of me like I normally would. I'm trying to do things on the screen while also Gabby's on the screen as well, and I've got all my buttons to push on the screen. I've got to see that we're recording.
I know, I'm a big distraction.
Can't remember what I was saying, but hello and welcome to Across.
Hello.
So if the levels are a bit funny today, this is why. I'm doing my best.
It's okay. We can just come back and do it again.
It's all right.
You seem very quiet, Mick.
Do I? See, I don't know.
Why am I too loud?
Oh, everything's just all whack.
Rowan, give us a few words.
Greetings, everyone.
Wait, we've got an alien in the room.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
Oh, he sounds like far away.
I just want to know if I'm the loudest and do I sound the best.
You are the loudest, yeah. But see, the problem is,
great. That's all that matters.
You're on the same line as this.
It's just a little prick.
So, if I press any buttons, like this. It might go over the top of you.
Oh, that's fine. I'm used to you guys talking over the top of me.
All right.
Jeez. Oh, okay. All right.
We're a good 25 minutes into the show.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, let's just move right along. Let's just go straight into goal, own goal, streaker, our little segment in the beginning to try and not do what we just did. It was the highlights, the lowlights, and the surprises of the week. You know, we try and keep it short and sweet. Mick, give us your goal, your own goal, and your streaker of the week.
All right. Goal, I went to the doctor. I got some blood tests done.
Oh, ding.
Nice.
As you do. And when I got my blood test done, he rang me up. And, you know, you get worried when your doctor calls you, right? You're like,
oh,
why is he ringing me? What are they found in or not found in my blood? And in the end, he said, look, you're all good. Your gout's under control. That's nice. You know, you've got no problems with your kidney function or liver function. That's good.
Always good.
Yeah. And he said, my cholesterol is the lowest he's seen in a grown man.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. You're not a grown man.
What am I, a child?
Yeah, you're still a man child for sure.
So yeah,
hey, that's very exciting. That well done.
Good. It's like two or something, which is good apparently.
Okay,
I don't know.
Is oh, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
Ask Rosie; she'll know. So that was my good news.
Nice.
My bad news was I had to work. If people might not realize it, I have to work sometimes on football games, which is great, which is good. But sometimes you have to work on football games where your own team is playing. Yep. And I had to do that in a boardroom for when Parramatta played. And having to work your team when they're playing like crap and not have any emotion is really, really hard. I usually swear a lot at TV screens and yell and complain when my players are going bad. But you can't do that when you're working because you've got to stay professional. So you, Joel, will get to experience this one day.
I have experienced it.
You have experienced.
Firstly, I should apologize because that's partly my fault that you... working.
Well, actually, no, that is very much Joel's fault, and he's going to cop it.
Lost. That's not my fault. Mm. But yeah. But no, I did. I've also worked at a game where my team was playing the West Tigers.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who got thumped 30-4 or whatever?
It sucks, doesn't
by
it?
The Sharks, and it's awful.
Yeah. It's nice to work and watch the game play. Maybe it'll be better if we win, but I don't want to do another one.
I think if you win, yeah,
it's okay. But yeah, then even then, you can't cheer, right? You can't get overexcited.
Yeah. You don't mean to.
So do you have to wear like a gag or something? Like, how do you prevent yourself from like?
Yeah, Mick goes in his gimp outfit.
Ball gags work well. when you know communicating, you use your hands. It's all good. No, that was a bad thing. The streaker thing today, this week, I nearly decapitated myself on my bed. We've got one of these beds where
with your gimp outfit.
Okay, I sleep under the bed in my little gimp room, but it's one of these beds where you can have like you lift it up and you can have storage underneath it, and then it goes back down again. You can store stuff, and the struts that keep the bed up have started to fail. It's only a year old, so we're calling up 40 winks. Thank you very much. As I was under the bed trying to get out my some cords and music gear. It just started going down. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay. It was seriously like, it could have knocked my head off. Like, if the whole thing had dropped on my head, I could be not here right now.
Well, you're in a single bed,
right?
It's a bunk bed.
No, it's like a queen size bed with like a.
See, that's what I mean, queen size.
Underbed storage.
Yeah, and then you've got, I'm assuming the mattress.
So, has it got like suspension, like hydraulics? Is that.
It's got like those gas struts that you used to have in the old days in the cars where you lift up. And so, remember in cars, so sometimes has it got like would drop down?
Right. Have you got like NRMA insurance? Can you call like, can they come and do like a drive?
Come and stick my head back on? Or no, No, it'll be a warranty job. They're going to come and replace the struts.
Jeez, that's a really embarrassing way to go.
Oh, embarrassing? Yeah. I mean,
don't you reckon?
How can you die
like, what
and
an
it be embarrassing?
An
like,
annoying
dead,
way
you're
to
dead.
Go.
Oh, is that like, that's what the Darwin Awards come in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not your fault.
No. It's not like I purposely put my head in there and then broke a strut, you know.
Just waiting for it to go.
Yeah, but like in heaven, you would look down and go, that was annoying. Like, what an annoying way to go.
I'm going to hell. It's all good. All right, what about you, Gab?
Joel.
Okay.
So for me, my goal this week and my streaker are going to be combined because my goal is that for the first time in what seems like about 3 weeks, my girlfriend and I now have the house to ourselves, which means everyone in her family is now COVID-free.
Yay!
So that's fantastic news. Everyone is good. Everyone's feeling much better. Love that. But my streaker is that I didn't get it. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know what it is that...
You're one of these freaks.
Am I like a superhero? Is that what it is? Is it a power that I've come across? And
some people just have this natural immunity. Like my wife as well.
She's
been surrounded by
vaccination immunity as well. But maybe... I don't know. It's just so weird that I didn't catch it in a house that where other people had it.
Yeah.
I find it so strange.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But congratulations as well.
Thank
well
you
done.
Very kindly. I'll probably get it after the show. and my own goal is actually quite sad this week. With my girlfriend's family, they lost their puppy Buddy. He passed away this week, which was really sad because he was a good little boy.
Oh.
That is sad.
That's devastating. Sorry. That's too sad.
Sorry.
That's wow. Awful.
Bring
condolences
back,
to them.
Bring us back.
My goal this week, moving along so nobody cries too much and or changes the dial. I had a great week. 3 surfs in 1 week. Incredible. The water was like so warm. It was just beautiful. Had a great time. Highly recommend getting in the ocean. It's clear and clean now. No need to worry about gastro and or any kind of infections. It's clear as day. It's gorgeous.
Where's all that poo gone? It's just gone to the bottom of the ocean somewhere. Is that where it goes?
Yeah, hurricane. Yeah, fishies and stuff.
We've all eaten it.
Good to know. Own goal. Pretty classic. I left. I mean, it's so classic and so annoying. I left a tissue in my pocket in the washing machine.
Oh, no.
Devastating. And I also put in brand new sheets in there, and then they just got covered in a bit of tissue. It was just everywhere.
I hate that.
And it's just one of those things that you're like, how do you not learn from this? Mm. Like how you're an adult now, what you do it all the time. Like just check your pockets. PSA, really, at the end of the day, another public service announcement. Check your pockets before you do the washing. Streaker is the surprise of the week is it's my 1 year anniversary for my viral video of one of my best friends using my VR headset and smashing into my mirror and like cabinetry. And it just like it really does surprise me how much joy it brings and how much you cry, like laugh cry when I watch this video. It's been a year. You think you get over it, but it's still absolutely hilarious. And I'm grateful for it.
It's a classic video, Gab. It's definitely a classic. People should think, what sort of numbers did you get on it? What sort of figures? What sort of hits did you get?
Well, I think it got about 2,000, but mine's on private. So then it did get viral. It went to Brown Cardigan. It went to a few other platforms. But it's not even about that. It's not even about being viral, you know? Like, I know what fame feels like, and it's not that great. It's actually just the quality of it. The content is just so funny. Like, you can't ever not laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Where was I going to go? I had 3 things to say.
3 things.
Mm. Okay. First
the
one.
The tissue is
for
annoying.
People that, okay. The tissue. When's your birthday, Gab? I'll buy you a hanky. the video, we'll have to put it up on to our socials tonight, so people know what you're talking about because it's really funny.
Yes.
And I can't remember the 3rd one, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's okay.
Doesn't matter.
We should probably do sport, really.
Yeah, sure. What sport would everyone like to start with? Rowan's here. Rowan, do you want to pick a sport to start with?
I think Mick really wants us to talk about football.
Well, we've never start with football. That's very exciting.
How good's footy?
As we all talk about the real football, which as Rowan and I know is soccer. No one calls it soccer. But of course, I've been talking about in recent weeks, Liverpool is going for the quad, all 4 trophies that no one's ever won in 1 year. And now we know that Liverpool are going to be playing in the Champions League final in just a few weeks' time, and that is Real Madrid. Now, we all know Real Madrid, huge Spanish club. They just won the, what's the Spanish league called, Rowan?
La Liga.
They just won that last week or this week. And they are a huge club, huge, huge club. And they have made the Champions League grand final against Liverpool. And it's a rematch of the 2018 match where we fought each other and they beat Liverpool 3-1 after our goalkeeper screwed up hard and gave it to them. So Liverpool, huge revenge match for us. It's going to be played in Paris on the 29th. And it's one part of that quad that we have to try and get all of these championships. And so far we've won the League Cup. We're in a FA Cup final with Rowan's team Chelsea in just a week or so. And then, of course, the league title where we have Man City need to slip over at some point, let us get to the top, and then Champions League. So it's still possible. It's so exciting. It is literally all I can think about.
The quad is on.
The quad is on. And everyone can't
quad is on. The quad is on.
So, yeah, football. That's football. It's all coming to a head, and it's this time of year is really, really exciting for any big soccer fans like Ryan. And also, I get no bloody sleep because you get up at like 5 a.m. to watch these games or stay up until 2, 3 a.m. I'm wrecked. I am so wrecked. But it's worth it. don't you think? and I'm warming up for the World Cup later in the year. World Cup and Qatar. I had a look today. The games are going to be on at like 8 p.m., 11 p.m., 2 a.m. and 5 a.m.
Nah, they're pretty crappy.
So if you want to watch all four games, you pretty much just got to stay up all night. It's going to be crazy.
A bender's on. A bender's on.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you, this is what I was going to ask you before. Random question. You were on TV. Were you on Neighbours or Home and Away?
I was on Home and Away a couple of times, in fact. Once it was.
I've been on Home and Away.
What? I think, yeah, we've discussed everyone being on TV, so for me, but...
What's this segue?
Yeah.
No, there was nothing. I just saw through the week that Kylie Minogue is returning to Neighbours for the final episode.
Exciting.
I thought that if Mick was on it, they'd have to call him up as well.
Oh my God, imagine. Can I just be like...
Imagine. They're really going under.
Coffee when Charlene, Scott and Charlene, you know, back together again. Oh, so exciting.
All right. Okay, so that's football. What else have we got?
Well, NRL, last night, Broncos and the Bunnies played each other, where Adam Reynolds finally played against his old team. We aren't recording this tomorrow. We're recording this today, which is yesterday.
Today, we
don't know the score, but I'm sure it was a good game. And I think the Bunnies probably got up. Don't you think, Ron? Yes, I'm sure they did. The other
thing is, like, okay, everyone's saying, oh, it's Adam Reynolds going up against South because he's actually playing this week. He didn't play in round one when they played already, and Brisbane won 11-4. The crazy score of 11-4. So yes, that's why it's such a big thing this week.
It is. But the big game tonight is the Battle of the West. Parramatta Eels up against the Penrith Panthers. Panthers are still to lose a game, which is
tonight or tomorrow tonight?
When this goes to air, it on tonight. So tonight here on 2SCR, you can be preparing for the Parramatta versus Penrith game right after this game, but not on this channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's going to be exciting. It's always a big game, but it's out at Penrith. Penrith hadn't lost a game. Can Parramatta score an upset? Like last week, there's crap loads of upsets during the round. I think some people tipped like 3 out of 8. I think I got 5. I was lucky, but some people tipped really bad.
It's one of those weeks where, so in my, we have a tipping comp here, but I have another one with my family and stuff, and then my nan is in it, and she always picks the teams. She doesn't really understand. So she just pick anyone, which is normally the teams that are gonna lose. And for her, she had a fantastic week.
Yeah, of course.
But she's always sitting last, and she's gonna stay last, even though she had one good week. It doesn't matter.
Now, Gabby, how's your tips going? I'm just checking. I haven't been checking in to see if you've been putting them in. Any luck?
They are going great. Absolutely.
What did you score last week?
I scored what my favourite team scored, which you would all know, so I probably don't need to tell you.
That's correct. We do know. All right.
That is correct.
But I'm just getting excited because I'm leading the tipping comp. That's all. I'll be quiet now. Yes, I am actually.
Where am I sitting?
I think I'm in third. I'm not doing
out
well.
Of three.
Actually, I'm third. I'm losing this. It's all right. The comeback's on.
Yeah, definitely early. Still, what is it? Round 9? Round 8? Round 9?
The
yeah,
comeback's on.
It's a new theme song.
Sorry, you were going to say
again. Are we done with rugby? Because boring. Let's move along.
Sure.
Because I want to get into just a bit of goss, just quickly.
Excellent.
If you've been following basketball if you've been following sort of the drama that's been happening with Ben Simmons, anyone?
Yeah, a little, yep. But you talk about
so he's been playing with the Brooklyn Nets, and there's been all this kind of like back and forth about him not really being committed and like being a bit bullshy, and there's just these rumors that he's just like not that keen to play, and then he was meant to play and then he didn't, and the Boston Celtics beat them in the playoffs and everyone was a bit pissed off, and then it's just come out that he's getting back surgery. And everyone's just kind of like, where did that come from? He hasn't been playing, and why does he need to get back surgery? But he has been complaining of back injury and has been pretty bad, but everyone's still giving him beef. But he's going into back surgery next week. He's getting a microdiscectomy.
Wow.
Which I just sounds a little bit too close to vasectomy, so I'm not sure. But it's to do with his back, not his bits. It's actually saying it's got it's a small fragment of his disc that is being removed, which is just crazy. But I'm just trying to figure out like why, how this all happened, why it wasn't communicated. He's obviously had a back injury for a while, but everyone's just been like jumping on him, saying that he's kind of useless, like a waste of time.
I can't
really hoping that
he
comes back and he bounces back. He's okay.
Yeah, I can't wait for him to get over his surgery, play for them next season and have a crazy good season. Like, he's such a good player, but he had some issues with the previous team he was at, the 76ers.
Yeah, exactly.
Some mental health issues as well, sort of resulting from that. And then this back injury sort of has come out of nowhere. He was due to play in the playoffs, and then he woke up and just said, nah, it's not good. So I don't know what happened. Maybe he just fell out of bed, but, you know.
I mean, look, it's not hard. I literally got up yesterday from the couch and did something. So,
oh, really?
You know, I think is over the age of 25, you need to be prepared for miscellaneous back and neck injuries. So, anyway, that was just interesting little tidbit in basketball. The basketball playoffs, it's happening. So get amongst it.
Well, we can stay on that because the Australian version of the NBA, the NBL, has the final start tonight, actually. The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers and the Sydney Kings will be going head-to-head for roughly five games, maybe four, depends how they go. Starting tonight, yes, the first game is here in Sydney, then they go to Tasmania, then they're back in Sydney, then Tasmania, and then Sydney again if they need to.
Like, if you're picking a team to support based on their mascot name or their team name, you would go the Jack Jumpers every time. Like,
especially if your name's Jack or you're a fan of Jumpers.
It's a bit of a tongue twister, Jack Jumpers. Oh, no, it's not. Totally fine. Not take that all. Back. Take that back.
It's exciting. I mean, the Kings, I used to hate the Kings because they were like the rivals of the Canberra Cannons. But now that the Canberra Cannons don't exist, shut up, sharp Gavin. Now you want to say something. Now that the Canberra Cannons don't exist, I like the Kings because I live here and I want them to go well. But now I also like that Jack Jumpers because they're a cool team name and it's their first year in a comp.
Yeah.
So I don't know who to go for.
Yes, it's all very exciting.
I find it interesting that, sorry, that was loud. I could hear that. But I find it interesting that we all like American basketball, but there's just not a real craving or like big interest in Australian basketball. Like, there's just not that much news or hype about it. Agree or disagree?
No, you're right. Definitely. I think people that are fans of basketball definitely turn out and go. Mm. Like, was it last year that I went to that game? I think it was. Yes, Roman's telling me.
I can't even remember it was that great.
Was that this season then? No, it must have been last season. So it would have been last season. I went and watched the Sydney Kings play.
Yes, end of last year.
Yeah, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, but basketball is a great spectator sport. And like I say, when the Cannons were hot back in the 90s, it was huge. They would sell out the stadium. You know, it was exciting. Yes, the standard isn't NBA standard. I mean, they are the best players in the world. But Australia is, you know, getting better and better players. And the local comp is great. Like, it's still great to watch. It's just a shame that, I guess this doesn't get the coverage that football or cricket or anything gets in this country. But, you know, they're still going well. And, you know, I hope that they get a good crowd at the Superdome tonight. Or is it Kudos? Wherever it is.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos Bank.
Nice. Very good.
Very good. More AFL news beginning the AFL news. Mm. The Melbourne Demons this week said that they're going to change their name for Indigenous Round. They're going to be called NAM.
The NAM Football Club.
Yeah. So that's...
love it.
Yes. It means Melbourne in the Indigenous language from...
Is it Wangal? Wangal people there?
Must be.
I think something like that.
Yeah. So yeah, for I think it's for 2 weeks. They actually changed it for 2 weeks. For that's two cool. rounds. They'll be called NAM. So it's NARRM. And
well,
it took a while because
you can spell it both ways. NARRM or NARRM.
Okay.
Apparently both are acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Beautiful. So that's really cool. And I reckon as of next year, every team will do it.
I think so too.
It'll start this year with the D's and then next year.
Even the Eels this year on the Indigenous jersey they just released yesterday has Barramattagal on the front of it, which is the Indigenous name of Parramatta. So, and of course, Eels, Parramatta means, or Barramattagal means where the Eels lay to rest. So that's why the Eels have that name, which is very cool. I like that.
So supposedly, it's the most appropriate way to spell it is N-A-R-R-N. So that's come from the Demons Consultant and the culture, their Aboriginal Cultural Corporation. So, yeah, that's the way. That's the way to go for it.
Nice. In other AFL news, the Western Australian teams have been decimated this week because they've had a bit of a spike in the old Cove, and all these players are basically out of action. So I think Fremantle's lost like 5 players. I think maybe the Eagles have lost 4. And they're really just like banking on their young up-and-comers to have a run because a lot of people, I don't know which ones are out, but there's a whole bunch out. So it's really affecting Perth right now. I mean, they avoided it for so long, but now it's just like, it's going to get you eventually, guys. Exactly. Yeah. I'm pity.
All right. Anyone else got some news?
Quickly on semi-AFL connected. It's May, if you didn't know. Mm. And at the moment, the May 50K is running. And it's May 6, but that's okay. You can still join. It's a fundraiser for those who have MS, so into research. And all you need to do is just register, and it's, you know, have a walk, have a run, track your 5Ks. You can donate, you can raise money. It actually turns out a former AFL player, Ashley Sampey, has just been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and he's actually Ernie Dingo's nephew, so his uncle. And so it's pretty sad. He's doing well, and he's raising funds for MS and doing the May 50K. So it's just another way to get out there and have a walk. You know, we often talk about how we walk all the time because we don't play a lot of sports, and walking is great. It's a little motivation, you know.
I like that, Gab.
Add the K's.
You know how I like to raise money for MS? I'd like to not walk and just read a book. MS Readathon, remember that?
I don't, but
But MS Readathon was like a huge fundraising
walk and
thing.
Listen to a book.
Oh, maybe does that count? I used to just read like really short books, so I looked like I read like heaps of books during the MS Readathon. I'm just read Mr. Men books. I've got a friend whose wife just got MS as well, so it's definitely affects people, and it's pretty debilitating. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a nice way to, you know, raise awareness, raise support, raise money, and it's relatively easy to, you know, have a little stroll, clock that up,
totally.
Get some mates to join in, get motivated. But I think it was, a strange sort of thing that this was happening at May, and then Ashley Sampey sort of came out to AFL just recently. He used to play for West Coast.
Mm.
He played 78 games as well. That he's just been diagnosed. So, it does affect a lot of people, and it's a great way to raise some cash.
Totes.
That was another little side PSA for y'all.
All right, we're going to hear more sport. I think the only cricket news was English cricket news. New English.
Boring.
English cricket coach. Was that Ryan?
Captain. No, captain.
Captain, sorry. Ben Stokes. Ben Stokes taking over from the Root.
The Root.
Okay, that's it. Anything wrong?
No, that's it.
Beautiful. Okay, I'll ask a quick question and then we'll sign off and go home.
Oh, and you'll have to redo the start of this show because it was really bad.
Oh yeah, you guys won't have heard that because I'm going to cut it out, but it was bad. Okay, over in Canada on Monday, Australia beat who in the women's sevens? Rugby sevens. Ooh. To win the final, to win the gold medal.
Oh, because we're great at that.
New Zealand.
Hey, bloody hell, Gab. You nailed that. Did you look it up? Did you Google it? I know you've got your Google right next to you.
I didn't.
Okay, all right.
That was just a highly educated guess.
Well done. highly educated guess.
All right, well, we're out of time anyway, so we can't do any more questions, which is great because I didn't even have that as a question. That was going to be a story, but we didn't get time to talk about it. So,
have a lovely Friday. Have a lovely weekend.
You too, everyone. Stay sticking to 2SER.
Yeah. Yeah, stay on 2SER 107.3.
Oh, I forgot to tell you a funny story.
Next week, Gab.
Is it 5 seconds long? Because...
Yeah, nah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Listen next week.
Oh, all boy. Right.